better never rests.
Beginning colors in the sky. What a thrilling time to be alive.
What's up, everybody? This is Georgia Show. I'm Jake Rowe. He's Rusty Mansell. We're from Dogs HQ, and Georgia just beat Florida 34-20. Four straight for the Bulldogs, but Rusty, it was far from pretty, and we're going to get into it. But before we do, I want to thank our friends over at Bulldog Snacks for sponsoring our post-game show. Very much appreciate that. They're the best, man. All the proceeds of Bulldog Snacks go to Georgia student-athletes. And not all the proceeds, I'm sorry, but the proceeds do go directly to Georgia student-athletes and impacts them directly. It's the official snack of UGA and the Classic City Collective. And big-time partner of ours here on game day. And good stuff, man. Those cookies, those bars are great. But, Rusty, listen, man, we've got an issue here at quarterback, it seems like, for Georgia, especially with the turnovers. They're not stopping, and it seemed like there for a minute they were going to just keep coming. And this one finally settled down and put together that late drive that he seems to be able to pull out, but puts Georgia in some tough situations too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, Jake, I've kind of been very cautious of Carson Beck and kind of how you talk about him and how you kind of grade him, because he'll have a terrible half, and then next thing you know, he has a great half. Alabama played pretty clean after a couple of picks against Texas. Now you don't have a sample size, Jake. You have a pattern. You have five games and you have 11 interceptions. And let's just get right to it. He got lucky it wasn't a third interception. I mean, it hit the kid right in the hands, and it was double coverage. I don't know what he saw there. And, you know, I don't know what he's seeing, man, but I know this. I've been around football long enough to know, and I know his body language, and right now, man, he is struggling. I mean, I don't know what can change there. You know, I thought today that I'm not the wholesale guy. Like, I don't think you bench him and put him to the side, but I thought today you give Gunnar Stockton a series or two, just like Texas did with Quinn Ewers to Arch Manning. You settle him down, let him see this on the field, let him see it from the sideline. You can talk to him face to face. Didn't go with that. They go with Carson Beck, and they struggle, man. But I will say this, after the interception in the second half, at the early second half, I think he was 12 for 15 and with two touchdowns. So he found a way somehow, but sooner or later, man, this is going to catch up with you. You're not going to beat teams doing this. And it's just a sample. It's not a sample size anymore. Now, that's kind of been my term. It's a pattern now, man. And the biggest thing that concerns me, Jake, you've been around football as well. That quarterback, man, when you see him like that and you see the body language and you see him kind of deer in the headlights, look, he had it a couple of times today. It's just I don't know where you go from that. They got to turn. Listen, you got to turn around in a hurry, because I don't think that three turnovers next week in that game in Ole Miss are going to win that game. I really don't.
No, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And when you look at this game, if you take those turnovers out, this game is so much different. I mean, Georgia puts up 455 yards of total offense. They throw for 309 yards. I'm not trying to sit here and say that, like, this was just a few bad plays. But, I mean, if we're looking at it and we're talking about it, Beck throws the ball away twice. You know, give him the one where the guy grabs him as he's throwing it. Mm-hmm. I still think he could have taken the sack right there. But if you take the two away that he just flat out threw into coverage, just bad decisions, you're looking at, I don't know, say he scored 37 points at minimum tonight with 455 yards of total offense. It was bad. And I think it's concerning, and Georgia's not going to beat Ole Miss with three turnovers on the road. I just don't see that happening. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the offense is not completely irredeemable, but they've got to get 15 going, whatever it takes to get him to start making. Because, I look at that third down, Rusty, and that third down that he completed to Arian Smith, another one did the same thing in the Texas game. Yep. That third down he completed, he's over there fixing the protection. He's got guys doing different things at the snap. He's over there fixing that play. He fixes all that. And I look at a guy who does that, but then makes some of the decisions he's making after the snap. And I can't kind of marry the two together. And Georgia's got to get that figured out, or they're just not going to go anywhere.
I mean, he checked the touchdown to Dom Lovett. He checked protection. He goes to that play. So I know people that know Carson Beck. This guy is off the charts football smart. I'm telling you right now, he's not seeing it, and he's in a bad, bad situation, right? He's in a bad deal. And that's where you're like, what can you do to get him out of this? And it's just, we're 5 games, 11 picks, could have very easily been 12. But he makes those plays and he makes those throws and a couple of things and checks down. And you see Kirby Smart, and I'll go back and watch it. But there's a point where after he throws that interception, you see Kirby Smart, before they go on the field, Jake, I don't know if you got a chance to see it because you haven't seen the TV. He grabs Lawson Lucky, and he kind of pushed him a little bit, like, let's get going. And he walks to Carson Beck, and he said, I'm riding with you. Let's go. And you can see him mouth that. I think that's what he mouthed. I'm going to go back and look. It looked like to me it's what he said. And from that point on, Carson had those moments where you're like, okay, this is the guy that we need to do. But, man, he just can't turn the ball. What also hurts you too, Jake, is after he had those interceptions, then he started eating the ball. Like he was not going to drive it down the field. If it wasn't a check down or if he couldn't run, he was eating it. And that's not something you've seen out of him. So, yeah, man, he's in it right now, and they're going to have to figure it out. I don't know. You know, I'll say this. You know, people are, I get it. A lot of people in the comments, like, you got to bench him. They're not benching him. They're not. They're riding. They're riding with him. That's their guy. Today to me was that point. Like, you know, you got to give somebody else another chance. To me, this is clearly Carson Beck is, they think by far, is the best option right now. So, you know, you got to go back to work. And I'm sure that Kirby Smart is talking about that right now. And I know Carson Beck's trying his best, but man, he's in something right now. And it is very, if you're a Georgia fan, it's very concerning after 5 games.
Yeah, and on one hand, you know, nobody is more critical of themselves or critical of this whole thing than Carson Beck is, but on the other, like, you know, this is what we do, right? I mean, this is how we talk about it. And you know, no matter kind of what you've done, it's these past 5 games just can't really be ignored at this point. You're turning it over at least twice a game. I mean, it's 12 turnovers total in 5 games, and they're Georgia's only 12 turnovers of the year. You know, I mean, and I get where fans' frustration is coming from. We got some of it bubbling up over at Dogs HQ. You got Nate Frazier not playing because we're told he's not, you know, able to protect the ball in practice. You got a quarterback actually not taking care of the ball on the field. I get it. I mean, listen, folks are in it because they care. What comes down to is Georgia's got to go play well at Ole Miss. And I don't want to oversimplify, but they got to just go out there and they got to play well against Ole Miss. And
they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Georgia got breaks tonight, man. They got breaks, you know, and they turned it into a 14-point win. They gave breaks to Florida. You know, listen, this team, very up and down football team, and just about everybody in college football is. I watched Ole Miss almost lose to Oklahoma, a team that just has no offensive pulse, last week, and then they come out and score a million points on Arkansas today. So, it's a funny sport, and you know, we'll see how well Georgia can play against Ole Miss, because that's what really matters, and that's where you go from here.
Yeah, you know, and you're in the second year. Like, Carson Beck had a freaking great year last year. You know, Mike Bobo is an offensive coordinator. They're in the same system. You get a complete offseason. Somebody asked me on the board, like, did you and Jake see, you know, did y'all hear it? We didn't hear anything like this. Like, this is the second year in the same offense. Now, he doesn't have the same, and he didn't have, you know, Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey and all those guys, but, you know, you're still a big time quarterback. Some people thought he was going to be the number one overall draft pick. You know, there was some talk of that, or at least the, you know, number one quarterback taken, and he's just really never got into a rhythm, never got into a clean game, and these turnovers are what's really just with him right now. And, you know, I know those kids are working, and I know they're going to go back, and they're going to fight their you-know-what off this week, but, you know, the breaks are – I think the kind of wiggle room is over, because the next 2 weeks – you got to play clean if you're going to beat Ole Miss at Ole Miss and then play in Tennessee and Athens. I mean, you're going to have to score points. You can't count on your defense to shut those two teams out, smother them down, especially Ole Miss there and then Tennessee here. Both of those teams are going to challenge you. They're very good offensively. So you got to find it, man. They're going to go back to work. And you know, I'm not ready to throw the towel in on Carson Beck, but no. But now you're looking at a situation where there's no more wiggle room. Like this is go time. There's no more wiggle room because the teams you're playing, if you turn it over two or three times, most likely you're going to lose next 2 weeks.
And listen, I'm not going to fault any Georgia fan out there who holds their breath every time he throws football right now either. You know, I mean,
Today was the first day. That's a great point. Today was the first day, Jake, that I thought, man, every time he threw it, I'm like, where is this thing going? Who's there? Because, you know, he fed it. He put it in some tight windows, those types of things. But he also made some head-scratching decisions.
He did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is what has to get cleaned up. But then you don't really have room for an overcorrection.
Yep.
Because you got to play two really good teams and two mm-hmm. teams that you're going to need to move the ball on. You can't just strangle the football and just hope to hold on to win. You got to go win those football games. And so they got to get right. And, you know, it comes down to just basically the quarterback making better decisions. Like I look at that game and there are breakdowns here and there that you see in and out of football games all year long. But the one glaring point there are those two first half interceptions for Carson Beck. I mean, if you throw those balls away, you know, if Georgia can get 3 points on each of those drives, you end up with a defensive help there at the end. I mean, you know, Florida ends with 221 yards of total offense. I mean, Georgia's defense did a pretty good job. They gave up some third downs, things like that. But that's what Georgia's got to get fixed.
100%. He also played without two key guys in the first half, two very experienced, you know, and credit Florida, man. They were taking shots. Those guys weren't in there. He called in some miscommunication one time. But listen, you don't want to get into – poor pitiful me. Georgia's 7-1. They went and beat Florida. They didn't play great. But this team has got everything still in front of them. They still got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. They can still win the national championship, but they got to play cleaner. And, Jake, they got to do it in a hurry. And it starts offensively. You just cannot play that much turnover ball and try to win this thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Listen, Bulldog Snacks. You got to go check them out. Listen, this fan pack, you purchase one. Purchase a fan pack. It's 36 bars. It's 10 cookie pouches. You get one of those, you automatically get entered into a sweepstakes to visit a Georgia practice later this year. These are awesome. We've checked them out. They're great. I'm not sure there are any left at my house anymore, simply because we kind of get after them a little bit there. But you purchase one of these fan packs, and you may get a VIP tour for you and three others to go through the Georgia facilities and to see a Georgia practice. And, again, this is the official snack of UGA, and it's the official snack of the Classic City Collective. And this goes directly to supporting the UGA student-athletes through the collective, so it's your opportunity to kind of pitch in. All right, Rusty, one last thought here on this game before we let everybody go.
7-1. I mean, I've been to games in Jacksonville since 1988, I think, 89 was my first one. Went down there when Garrison and Hurst and those guys lost 26-24 and played their you-know-what off. I've been in that building when Georgia's absolutely got their you-know-what beat many, many times. And don't play clean. You don't play great. You still beat Florida by 14, and you move on. You never, ever, ever apologize for an ugly win. It's an ugly win. But Georgia moves on, man, and you got to figure it out because there's nobody feeling sorry for you. And you're going to go to Ole Miss. And I will say this, just like I said on the Texas week on the Georgia show, you're going to hear a lot of people chirping about Georgia after this performance this week. And can they go to Ole Miss, and can their offense keep up with a team that's going to probably score some points on you and take some shots, team that you beat the brakes off of last year in Athens at night? So we'll see how this team rebounds, man, but everything is still out in front of you. If you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, just got to find a way to play better at quarterback, and you got to find a way in an absolute hurry, Jake.
Georgia football, Rusty. Don't beat yourself. Don't beat yourself. Okay. Yeah. And you know, kind of be the more physical football team. That's Georgia's way forward. And you know, that's with penalties. That's with, you know, any kind of mistakes, and that's especially the decisions the quarterback's making right now. And it's Georgia football, man. You've got to
big boy football.
You know, that's what they've got to get to. And listen, Georgia has done a really good job of it at this, of getting up for these big games like this. I mean, Alabama wasn't a great one, but they've gotten up for a lot of other ones, including that Texas game. Let's look, see what happens against Ole Miss. Because, listen, no matter what way you look at it, they've just got to go play good football against a good team on the road. This is a tough schedule, and we're back into the meat of it once again here with another, you know, huge game on the road, and it'll be the last one for Georgia this season.
And we're sitting here talking about games, and South Carolina's already up on Texas A&M, and Kentucky's already driving on Tennessee. It's never easy in this freaking league.
It really is really not.
Never easy. That's two teams on the road tonight.
We ain't excusing nothing. Dawg's got to play better. We know that. Dawg's got to play better. Y'all take it easy.